You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And welcome to the Big K Morning Show. Let's start with the president's rare press conference that was delayed by an hour. No one referenced why it started so late. It was scheduled to be, first of all, earlier in the day. Then it was moved to 6:30, and it wasn't until after 7:30 that the president met the press.
And it was the first news conference since the debate.
And so everybody watching, everybody weighing on every word of what the president said, how he handled himself. Unfortunately for him, an early gaffe fed the social media memes, and this is what a lot of people focused on.
Yeah, a reporter asked the president what concerns he has about Vice President Harris possibly running for president in his place, and here's his response.
Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there.
And he didn't realize he said it, so he didn't correct himself. Unlike earlier in the day at NATO, when he called Ukrainian President Zelensky, introduced him as Vladimir Putin, and then caught himself and was able to, in that moment, make it right. So that's the meme. That's the part that a lot of people are taken away from the nearly hour he spent with the press.
The clips that I'm playing primarily this morning from the University of Virginia political expert Larry Sabato are pretty measured. I think that he's pretty fair in assessing that the president did okay. It wasn't, you know, a great performance. It was an improvement over the debate. But
was it enough for those who are on the bubble of support?
And does it change any minds?
Yeah, and yeah. I think after this morning, a lot of people are going to put all the politics away until tomorrow, when former President Trump comes to Butler Farm Show at 5 o'clock. And then after that, at some point, we have the Republican National Convention starting next week. So politics is going to continue. I think, though, hopefully for the weekend, people can take a mental break.
Except for when you see the commercials that are on TV all the time.
Yeah.
It's like a nonstop marathon.
It is. You just get hammered. I said yesterday, it's just like you're in the middle of a battle between two prize fighters. The hits just keep on coming from both sides. Boom, boom, boom.
So 2 weeks after the fact, they passed the budget last night, and the governor signed off on it right away.
40 $7.6 billion. And the number one question we all have as taxpayers is, will there be a tax increase for us?
No, no sales or income tax rate increases.
So everyone take a big breath and a sigh of relief, although they had to reach into the reserve to get $3 billion.
Yep, to balance it all out. That's the reason we're not paying a tax increase.
So there is still a reserve, which is good news.
I think the reserve was around $7 billion, right?
Yeah, well, it is now.
Yeah.
And so the budget is done. It's taken longer with other governors. It's tough with the country, Harrisburg, Washington split down the middle to get votes.
Listen to these vote totals, though, Larry. In the House, the budget passed 122-80. So they had some Republican support, but in the Senate, it passed 44-5.
Yeah, that's actually impressive in the Pennsylvania Senate. So there is a budget. No worries about at some point, if there wasn't one, some people wouldn't get paid. That's not going to happen.
The big bullet point is that for public schools, the legislation is adding about $900 million, a 9% increase for public school education. That's the number one spending item.
And we're going to go through more detail on that coming up after the news here at 6:30. And we're also going to check into AccuWeather as we go back to the 90s as we head into the weekend. And last night in Milwaukee.
What's Skeens got here? Here's a 2-2.
Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Inside fastball. 10 strikeouts for Paul Skeens.
And he went on to throw another, completed 7 no-hit innings, and was pulled by manager Derek Shelton.
99 pitches was the count when he left the game. It was an absolute pleasure to sit back and watch the two pitchers, actually, from both the Milwaukee and Pittsburgh, but especially Paul Skeens. He is unbelievable. And I'll tell you right now, The pitcher who comes to mind when I watch Paul Skeens work is Nolan Ryan.
It's funny you say that because that's who he's been compared to, and he is making history, it seems like, with every pitch. We're going to talk to Pirates broadcaster Joe Block, 9:35 this morning. He was there, obviously, calling the game. And the controversy for some people around the country and here is, why did he get yanked when he no-hit through 7 innings? He threw 99 pitches, but I think fans wanted to see, come on, man.
I wanted to see that, but I understand that they're trying to keep him under a certain number of pitches and healthy. I would say this, too. Larry, that I've forgotten what I wanted to tell you. I got so far off track. I might remember in a moment.
Most importantly, they won the series. However, their bats were cold. They are Jekyll and Hyde when it comes to hitting. They hit all these home runs, grand slams, and then nothing. Fortunately, their pitching's pulling them through some of these. Now, they're in Chicago to play the White Sox before the All-Star break, and the White Sox are not very good, so hopefully they can take advantage of that. But what a performance by Paul Skeens. And again, a lot of people saying, I'd love to see him get a no-hitter. And I think he'd be certainly capable of doing that.
I'm one of them.
But will they give him a chance ever to do it in this modern day of baseball?
And the other question is, and this is what I wanted to say, I think his performance yesterday seals the deal on him being the National League's starting pitcher in the All-Star game.
Amen. It's spot on. You're right. And he deserves to be there in Major League Baseball. Smart to have him there because that's what the National talk shows were talking about after the game last night. We're talking about Paul Skeens, whether he should have been pulled or not.
And let me just say this, too, to the fans in Milwaukee, how much we appreciate you applauding his performance when he left the field after the 7th inning. That really meant a lot.
That was a class act on Milwaukee's fan base because, frankly, over the years, Pirates haven't fared well in Milwaukee.
Oh, no.
And Milwaukee's a really good baseball team now. So for Skeens to do that, no hit for 7 innings, we got something special going here, guys. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY, anytime. Take us with you wherever you go, and we'll keep you posted on breaking news, weather updates, and a whole lot more. And this morning, we're going to give you a chance to see Johnny Mathis, Voice of Romance Tour, coming to Heinz Hall Sunday, July 28th. You get not only a pair of tickets, but a gift card to Burgatory for dinner and some signed Johnny Mathis swag. Did you ever see Johnny Mathis?
Never saw him in concert. I've watched him on television a lot.
Guy's got a great voice.
Oh, yeah.
There's something magical about that. Still doing what he's doing. Speaking of musical acts, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to the founder of what was the Deutschtown Music Festival, but it's expanded now to the Northside Music Festival with over 100 acts that starts today through the weekend. And there's a lot of great music coming to Pittsburgh this summer, too. But this will be a fun weekend if you like music. Just wear shorts and hydrate, right, Aaron?
Well, you can do that at Max's. Right? It'll be shoulder to shoulder in that tavern.
Have that bulky Stanley Cup on hand.
Yes. For the people, and I marvel at this, I don't own one, but it's either a Yeti or Stanley, or those are the two most popular brands. Speaking of hydration,
and I will,
women are the first that I've seen bring these into work.
Yes, and I will say I have one. All right, you talk. You talk about it. I'll be back after this.
Who's calling? Don't let them bother you.
I actually think it was a prank call.
You're the producer.
Yeah.
You're in charge.
I think it was a prank call. They hung up. But how about this, guys? I found mold. I'm washing it, and I wash it every two days.
In your Stanley.
In the little area where the straw goes. And I did see on the internet.
Yikes.
You can't trust what you see on the internet. But I saw someone say, like, oh, it turned moldy, and I said, whatever. If you clean it, that can't happen. But could be a defect. We'll see what happens.
And can you put it through the dishwasher?
You can't, but I had a friend who has like 6 Stanleys say, sit the lid in bleach, because I told her, I'm like, I'm throwing it away. She was like, Aaron, don't do that. Sit it in bleach.
Yeah, that would work.
Now so, you're going to drink it after bleach?
I haven't done it yet.
Make sure you wash it good after bleaching.
Yeah, I'm a little...
Rinse it off is all.
But your teeth could whiten in. Let me think about that.
And that's always a win. That's a win.
Hydrate. And seriously, I've seen, particularly women, guys have them too. Do you have one, Paul?
No.
These giant, I'm talking about not just like the old thermos, you know, the old Stanley thermos size. I'm talking about these giant, looks like they're carrying a small nuclear device.
This is as big as mine get. This is my coffee kind of container.
Yeah.
So I make my coffee and it in the, you know, with the Keurig machine down the hall, and then it stays hot in here, and not as hot as a Yeti for as long, but it's okay.
It's really amazing because it keeps things hot or it keeps things.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cold, how does it know?
It's an AI smart bottle.
Hydrate. 625 at KDK from the PJ Fitzpatrick. This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. In just a few minutes, we're going to go live to AccuWeather, get an update on the heat. And as we begin the weekend and next week, it goes way up into the mid-90s. In the meantime, there is a budget in Pennsylvania. $47.6 billion are elected officials in Harrisburg voted on it yesterday, and it's a done deal.
We trusted one another, and we listened to one another, and we understood one another. This budget is a major victory for the people we were all elected to serve, the good people of Pennsylvania.
And that is our governor, Josh Shapiro. So the biggest line item is education.
Right. We're going to spend 6% more in the coming fiscal year. And for education, they have set aside $900 million in more money for instruction in special education, a 9% increase over last year's spending.
So it will require about a $3 billion surplus cash infusion, leaving $10.5 billion in reserve. So bottom line is there will be no tax increase to support this budget, which is what most citizens, I think, Paul, want to hear.
They do. And we'll give you an idea of some of the other big spending items here. Higher education, they're going to get another additional $260 million, 13% more than last year's budget. Human services side, another additional $228 million, 10% more than before. Nursing home operators, Larry, are getting a 7% increase, $120 million more than spending last year. And then for the public transit systems, the governor was shooting for a pretty big number there, $280 million more, but Republicans agreed to about $80 million. So those are the big spending items.
Yeah, and development-wise, Governor Shapiro has vowed to compete with other states that are pouring billions into subsidies to attract things like microchip fabrication plants, electric vehicle battery plants, and other huge projects. He proposed borrowing $500 million to get large plots of land ready, but lawmakers agreed to borrow $500 million, including $100 million for roads, water, and sewer extensions. So all of that collectively, considering where we are politically, it was only a week late. There are some suggesting, well, if they don't hit the June 30 deadline, our elected officials shouldn't get paid till they get a budget.
I don't think they've been on time once since I moved here in 2006.
I remember going back. I've been doing the show since Ed Rendell was governor and all the governors in between. It's always been a challenge to get these budgets done.
The stumbling block, by the way, was education spending and how to divvy up the money. The Republicans and Democrats didn't see eye to eye on that. They hammered it out. And in the end, it was a bipartisan deal, Larry. In the House, the vote was 122 to 80, and in the Senate, 44 to 5.
Yeah, so it's done. The other takeaway is the fact that, unlike the federal budget, where we periodically hear, hey, there's, you know, the budget, people won't get paid if they don't get a deal done to extend it. This doesn't have the level of urgency, though, after a period of time, it would put some of those projects and some of those paychecks in jeopardy, but that's not going to happen. So if you didn't want a tax increase, then you should be happy, bottom line is. And the line item, by the way, is always the largest for education, by far.
Oh, absolutely. Did I say earlier this is a 6% increase in spending over last year's entire budget?
Yes,
okay.
With no increase in taxes to repeat. So $47.6 billion is in the bag. And meantime, maybe they should spend a little of that on the Mega Millions or Powerball. Take the edge off.
Wow.
But that's where we're at, as we say in Pittsburgh. And coming up, we're going to go live to AccuWeather, look at what storm damage was left over from Beryl, and now back to the 90s heading into the weekend and next week. We'll check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
By the way, did you see what happened in Vermont yesterday with the heavy rains from what was left of Beryl?
Yeah, I mean, this storm did a lot of damage, and they're reeling in Texas because of the power outage mainly. Some of the flooding is now subsiding, but they've had major, major issues there too. So we've been fortunate. While it's going to get hot this weekend, we're not dealing with that kind of weather catastrophe. So we'll check in with AccuWeather next on the Big K Morning Show. And let's go live to AccuWeather's World Headquarters. Check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Joe, good morning. Welcome to the weekend.
Good morning, Larry. Welcome to the weekend. It's just about here.
And welcome back to the 90s. Before we go there, just the remnants of what was Hurricane Beryl still affecting, like Vermont yesterday with the flooding, the heavy rains.
Did you see that?
It's unbelievable.
That was incredible. I mean, some of those places there, northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and northern Maine, had 3 to 5, almost 6 inches of rain. It was just tremendous amounts of rain in those areas. And, of course, that led to some flash flooding.
That said, Beryl is now off the coast, and we're just going back to the heat. Now, it looks like the weekend's hot, but not nearly as hot as the first couple of days of next week.
Yeah, I think the hottest days are probably going to be Monday and Tuesday, perhaps Wednesday. That's going to be dependent on the timing of the next front. And that front's a real front. It means business. It's going to come through probably with some severe weather, but it's going to knock the legs out of this heat and humidity. And I think the second half of next week will be decidedly cooler and less humid across the area. And hopefully if the front gets far enough south, we'll actually see some pretty decent weather with some sunshine as we head toward the next weekend. But yeah, the heat builds tomorrow, lasts through at least Tuesday and maybe Wednesday of next week.
In terms of rain for July, it seems like we're probably running a little behind right now.
That's a good statement. We've had less than a quarter of an inch of rain so far, and normally for the first 11 days of the month, we should have an inch and a half. So we could use a little bit of rain. We don't need what they had in Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine, but we could use some. Opportunities, I think, over the next 3 or 4 days are going to be very spotty in nature. Maybe a thunderstorm in places on Sunday afternoon. Monday is interesting. I could see how there's a disturbance that comes through that produces some heavier thunderstorms. And at some point when that front comes through, I think there's going to be some thunderstorm activity with it that could be severe. Right now, I would pinpoint Wednesday as that day.
Yeah, no rain. Ask my grass. It's all browned up.
You can come cut my grass if you really want something to do, because mine's still growing nice, and that's on the plan for me after work today.
That's you guys up in State College. You got that beautiful plateau there between the mountains.
It's been too hot to mow the lawn.
It has been, but it's shaggy in my backyard, and it needs to be done. Well, at least the corn's looking good, though. That's good news.
I saw one of those robot lawnmowers just the other day, and I thought, man, look at that. It's taking away all the toil and pain, but it seemed like it was struggling near the street.
Yeah.
Did you ever see one of those?
I don't know. It's what they call, you know, the mowing the lawn is what they call a good walk spoiled, right?
Well, yeah. What is it? A Roomba.
It's a Roomba for grass. Yeah.
Yeah. A grass Roomba.
Interesting.
That's what I need.
I could do that. I could go for that.
Joe, have a great weekend. Thanks for the update.
Take care.
You got
it. Bye-bye.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg on the Big K Morning Show. This is the Big K Morning Show, and you don't have to go to New York to see the great Johnny Mathis. He'll be coming to Pittsburgh's Heinz Hall this month. In fact, just a couple of weeks, Sunday, July 28th, and coming up this morning in our 8 o'clock hour, a chance for you to win not only tickets to see the Voice of Romance tour, but gift card to Burgatory for dinner and a signed Johnny Mathis swag. Meantime, a lot of talent in town for the weekend. Musical talent, the Northside Music Festival about to get underway, and we're going to talk to the producer who started with the Deutschtown Music Festival. It's kind of grown, though. They have over 100 acts, including touring bands, so we'll give you a rundown of that coming up. Also, Paul, we mentioned earlier in the week, I'm a movie fan, and as you know, Gladiator 2 is going to, they announced this week the trailer's out. You have to wait for November. But
how is this movie going to be different?
I mean, well, that's a great question, because everybody that loved Gladiator loved Russell Crowe.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions. Loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius. Father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
I mean, how do you follow that up? But some of the stars include Denzel Washington, and what I've seen, this is a Ridley Scott movie. If you know anything about him, he does.
I love Ridley Scott.
Big, big productions, and it looks fantastic. This would definitely be a movie you will want to see in a theater because the scope of taking you back to ancient Rome really jumps off the screen and is alive. And with the ability they have these days with AI and all the things that they can do in a scene.
Do you have a favorite Ridley Scott movie, by the way?
Boy, that's a great question.
Mine is Blade Runner.
Oh, that was one of the original that Harrison Ford was in that, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Really good movie. So, Gladiator 2. They couldn't think of a better sequel name. It's just Gladiator 2.
Meh.
Right? Right, Aaron? You've seen Gladiator. Please tell me you have.
Yes, I have.
I mean, you're married to an Italian-American, so you got to see it. It's in Rome.
Yes, I have seen it, but I watched it with my mom. She loves those movies.
What? Russell Crowe, he was amazing.
He's definitely
film.
A legend. Like, they're going to have to do really well, not to outshine, but just to follow up.
We'll see.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.